This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The discussion continues. Welcome to the program. It's hour one. It's a Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. In case you're wondering, this starting lineup, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. You can be part of the program in a variety of ways, emails, tweets, dial us up, all the above. Operator Tyler standing by. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Say good morning to our radio affiliates, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and our streaming partner, Peacock. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Celtics up 2-0 on the Hawks, or at least the artist formerly known as the Hawks. Hard to believe, 2 years ago, Hawks went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Knicks and the Cavs. Cavs brought the Knicks back to earth, and the Suns got one before the series now goes to Los Angeles against the Clippers. Lakers, Grizzlies tonight. According to DraftKings, the Lakers are a one-point favorite. I don't know the availability of Ja Morant, but I'm assuming Ja plays if the Lakers are only a one-point favorite here. Heat and the Bucks. I'm assuming that Giannis will be ready to go. And Timberwolves and the Nuggets. The NBA has to put them somewhere. So it's like, you guys got to play. I don't know if anybody wants to watch us. So how about late night? If they could have a game after midnight, they probably would. It'd be like Nuggets and Timberwolves. Oh, they played last night? Mean-spirited, probably. Yes, Ton.
You know, 10 p.m. tip would be asking a lot there in the mountain times.
Thank you, Ty. Throughout his 11-year career, Draymond Green has become the NBA's most fascinating villain. And the sport is littered with these villains. And guys make a career out of being that kind of player. But it's not the tough guy that it used to be when you were an enforcer. Now it's more theatrical. And you've got that going on with the Memphis Grizzlies. And you certainly have that with Draymond Green. Draymond Green is more WWE. Dennis Rodman was not that kind of player. He wasn't a dirty player. He was a very, very smart player. His job was to get into your head. But he didn't have to do it in a theatrical way, the way Draymond has done. And we mentioned this yesterday, because I'm going to factor in his priors, suspensions, technicals, his antics. Factor in the commissioner was actually at the game. And also, I think he was going to be suspended, if they were going to suspend him, because of what happened after the play, the theatrics, what he was doing to the crowd. And he was not apologetic whatsoever. And I think if he had handled it differently, but he can't, if he had handled it differently instead of in a selfish manner and just said, after the game, once you got ejected, you go. You talk to the media. Look, my bad. My bad. And you're 11 years into this role. You're 11 years into your NBA career. Draymond is not changing because he's going to have a career after this. You know, he's already got his podcast. He'll fill in sometimes on TNT. He'll probably do WWE. I mean, he knows what he's doing. But he doesn't know what he's doing when he's on the floor. Because the NBA could have fined him $50,000. Well, that doesn't hurt the Warriors. Suspending Draymond hurts the Warriors. So now it's on his teammates. That's now it's on Steph and Clay, Steve Kerr. Like, this is now hurting you guys. And I think if he had just had the one tap to Sabonis, then maybe he wouldn't have been suspended. You come back from a, you know, he went back for seconds. He did a double tap there. Okay, you might be suspended. You're going to be fined. But then you had the theatrics. Then, and the commissioner's watching this. So he's watching this in real time, right in front of him. And probably thinking, Draymond, get off the floor. Get off the floor. Now I have to do something here. I didn't think he was going to be suspended. But the commissioner probably had to factor in everything that Draymond has done. I think it was more egregious, you know, the way he acted after the play. I mean, where is Steve Kerr or Steph Curry? They enabled him. Grab him. He's your teammate. Is Draymond not going to listen to Steph Curry, Klay Thompson? I mean, they think it's funny. Oh, that's Draymond being Draymond. Well, you go to game three without him? Yeah, Marv.
I think they're so used to it because remember the Jordan Poole incident where you could see them yelling at one another? Steph Curry is just looking away, yeah. And he seems like he's just very used to it. So he doesn't even say anything. He didn't even turn his head.
I know that this has been brought up and will continue to be brought up, but you go back to the 2016 NBA Finals. The Cavs were down 3-1 against Golden State, and Draymond got suspended. And then, of course, the Cavs came back and won that Kyrie's big shot. Now, he has helped them win four titles. They could have moved on from him a couple of years ago. They know what they have. I mean, he's a necessary evil. He's the kind of player where you go, do I want him on my team? Yeah. Do I want to play against him? No. Now, I don't want him on my team, certainly now at this age. But, you know, when he was 28, 27, 26, he was a very, very valuable player for this team. And here they are defending champs. But when you start the season punching a teammate, and now here we are. Like, at some point, you have to say, you're your own worst enemy, but who's helping him here? Who's grabbing him and saying, Draymond, you know, you're not irreplaceable anymore. He's got one more year left on his deal. Do you want to bring him in at a big salary here? And the answer is, you don't. But here we are in the moment. He's been suspended a game, and now you're the Sacramento Kings. Now you got him backed up a little bit here. Do I expect Golden State to win in game three? I do. But let's make no mistake about what the Sacramento Kings have done the first two games. They're the ones that had the composure. And we wondered about them playing defense. They played defense. Just ask Steph Curry. They played defense. They're going to score. I'm assuming Sabonis is going to play. I don't know what the x-rays showed on his contusion.
Off his deathbed?
Bruce Sternum. But, yeah, it's one of those in a vacuum. You look at it and you go, okay, is it that big a deal? But then, you know, you start to expand the mushroom cloud here and you go, it is. I think the conduct detrimental to the game is what cost Draymond his priors and then how he acted afterwards. But I got to put some blame on Steve Kerr and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You know, it may seem funny. You know, he's our agitator. He's our energizing bunny. But this is costing you. And that's why suspending him hurts Golden State. Fining him $50,000 doesn't hurt Golden State. It doesn't even hurt Draymond. Because Draymond got a lot of publicity. And I think the NBA probably said, if we're going to go at him, then we got to hurt the Golden State Warriors. Because that, to me, it starts to become a team on display there. What you did and what you didn't do. We saw Draymond. There's a moment where Draymond is yelling to the crowd. Steve Kerr has his head down in the huddle, trying to talk to his team. Got to start somewhere. Draymond's not changing. Steve Kerr, who played with Dennis Rodman, knows better. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Yeah, it might be funny, but you're riling up them, and you were still in the game. And look, it was still close the final 7 minutes. But, you know, in that moment, you're down four, technical and Sabonis. If Draymond acts mature for a change, Steph hits the free throw, you're down three. Now, all of a sudden, you got a little bit of momentum. I think he took away whatever that momentum was going to be. Even though Golden State did come back, I think they might have taken the lead by one. But now you go back home and you don't have Draymond there. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think Steve Kerr thinks kind of the opposite that we do? Like, I'm just going to let this play out like I do with everything with this team, with injuries, with Steph, when he has an ankle. Relax. Nothing's a big deal. Even this, I'll just let him vent for a couple minutes. We'll win game three with a backup. You know, like, it seems like Steve Kerr realizes I'm in on this guy, and I've been in on him since he was 23 years old. Might as well just let it play out because it's always worked. That's the only reason I could think where he wouldn't step in.
But this hurts your team.
I don't know if he thinks that. I think he knows his bench players are like, great, I get 25 more minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll wrap up game three and Draymond comes back. When he came back last year, remember he got in trouble?
And yeah, because I was very critical of him the first two games against the Celtics because he was embarrassing himself. He was falling all over, you know, Jason Tatum. And I'm going, just play basketball. You're still a very, very good basketball player. But he got caught up in the whole theatrics. And sometimes when you can't play at a high level anymore, then you try to do stupid stuff like that. And I was disappointed in him last year, those first couple of games. And then he came back. And then he just played basketball. But that, the commissioner's watching that, Draymond forced his hand. Didn't agree that he was, I didn't think he was going to be suspended. And didn't think he should be suspended for what happened with Sabonis. It's the other stuff. And you sit him down for a game. And maybe Golden State survives this. But you can't keep, this is a first round matchup. It's not like you go, yeah, you know, we survived. Okay, but when you get to that point where you're playing quality teams, or, you know, it's Cleveland, and we're up 3-1, and I'm having fun, and I'm going to, yeah, you're going to suspend me for a game. Okay, we're up 3-1. Now we're up 3-2. Now we're tied at 3-3. Now we just lost. Not so funny anymore. And I think that's what Steph and Clay have to realize. You're not as good as you guys were last year. You don't have somebody who's going to be able to come in there and take his place. And just having his presence there. I mean, he's really very smart, which is strange to say to have a high basketball IQ and then do these things. Yeah, Paul.
I guess that's what bothers me about his situation is there was no upside to what he did the other night. He wasn't like doing a hip check to send a message or a sneaky little play with some upside. There was nothing but downside for him to stomp on someone.
Yeah, if this is a game where it's late and you want to send a message right. And you're being blown out, like, all right, we'll see you in San Francisco, whatever it might be. You know, I understand sometimes that you can kickstart your team, but your team was already kickstarted. You guys were guilty of what, 20 turnovers? I mean, you were losing this game, and you didn't. You could have won this game. Yeah, Seton.
I was going to throw up for a poll question, just what got Draymond suspended, the foul or the antics after? Do I have to put in or everything else he's done too?
Well, the priors go in. The NBA said that they've had to factor in. I mean, if you get pulled over for speeding five times and then I get you the sixth time, you can't go, gosh, I never speed.
Does it work that way? Like, if you get a speeding ticket, if you get like three in a year, do they raise the price on you because you've got priors?
I don't know if they, but they take you to jail after a while.
It definitely happens for other things.
Yes, it does.
Like if you have priors, it definitely ratchets up the punishment.
Yes. Yeah. And I know. I mean, I talked to somebody in the league office yesterday, and I said, "Is that fair to do that with? Can't you do it isolated?" And they said, "No." Because you have to factor in, is this habitual, was the word that was used. I said, well, it is habitual for him. Yes, Todd, you were going to say?
Imagine if they did that with other aspects of the law. It's my first armed robbery. What? I'm not that kind of guy. Just today, I felt someone pissed me off, and I just decided to go do that.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm not going to do it again.
So how do you want to phrase the poll question, Seton?
I think I'm going to just keep it with the foul or the antics after.
Okay. The foul or everything after.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Good grief.
I mean, he put on a, I mean, that's a show. That was a one-man show. And after a while, you're going, okay, I think, all right, now it's time to leave. Nope.
That arena is there to see him.
Of course, that's what he thinks. Yes, they are. Yes. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, when Draymond started doing the Hulk Hogan hand to the ear so everyone can hear. All right, let me hear you guys.
And he has no problem being the bad guy. He'll be in WWE. If I'm at WWE, right, as soon as I can, a day off, Draymond, do you want to come in? Yes, Seton.
Like, see, he's not my brand of bad guy, though.
Ooh.
He's like an annoying bad guy. You know what bad guy I loved that sadly is missing?
You want to tell me after the break?
I can.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody,
I can save it.
Everybody think about their favorite bad guy. Okay?
Because this was a great bad guy. Now he's just a different kind of bad guy.
By the way, this program brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. What's up, Holmes? Customize the perfect system for your home at simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. We'll take a break. Settle on our poll question. Phone calls, always welcome. Our good buddy, one of the best analysts in basketball, Jim Jackson, who was on the call of that game the previous night. Jim will join us coming up next hour. Take a break. Back after this. If you own a small business, you know the value of time. How about if I said, can you spare 8 minutes? Can you? Well, if you can, GetRefunds.com will help you. Help you see if you apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. So less than 8 minutes. They've got it down to a science. See if your business qualifies. What are you qualifying for? Your business might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000. That's per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion payroll tax refunds. Once again, it's a refund. And this is through the ERC. They might be able to help you as well. They don't charge you anything up front. They don't get paid until you get paid, until you and your business get its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. You got nothing to lose. The payroll tax refund program only available for a limited time. Go to GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one. firmer or softer on each side? You decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well. Quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Got our play of the day coming up. Jump in on the poll question. Has to do with Draymond Green being suspended. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. This in from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. The Niners have received inquiries from several teams looking into a potential trade for the former number three pick overall, Trey Lance. Conversations have been the result of San Francisco fielding the calls, not making them, with teams aware that Brock Purdy is likely the future starter. What would it cost? That'd be my first question. What would it cost to get Trey Lance, considering what you gave up to move up to get Trey Lance? We'll talk to Mike Florio a little bit later on, get his thoughts on this. But you're getting calls, and this, you know, you kick the tires on this because you go, all right, what's it going to cost? How about second-round pick? You pay his bonus? No, you pay his bonus. I don't know. I mean, he's still so young and hasn't played a lot of football, but and he's been working out with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that can certainly help, but I'm not sure. Not sure if you're Trey Lance, are you excited about that? Or do you think, you know, maybe Brock Purdy comes back to earth and I'm going to be there? Or if his arm isn't completely healthy, I get a chance to get in there and maybe steal this job from him. Yeah, Paul.
If you're the Niners, would you be patient and let it play out a little more with Brock Purdy, or would you take a nice offer?
Well,
a nice.
Am I getting a first round pick for Trey?
I don't think you would. Let's say you got a mid second round pick from Detroit, a team that could throw it at a young guy, let him develop, and take over someday.
Well, you saw something initially, and I trust Kyle Shanahan's eye. You saw something that you were willing to go up and get him. And you stumbled into Brock Purdy. And you got a quarterback who doesn't cost you anything. I would keep Trey Lance just as an inch. I would want to know if Brock Purdy can do it again. Now, if it's a really good offer, then I could say, well, I got Sam Darnold here as a backup. But he might just be a career backup from here on out. Yes, Eden.
But isn't it kind of like, you want to see if Brock Purdy can do it again versus if Trey Lance can do it at all?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know why anybody would call for him.
Well, I think that they look at, if you can get him on the cheap, he's got a lot of talent, but he just didn't play a lot of football. This is where you fall in love with somebody after 1 year. I got to have a larger sample size. If I'm going to go all in on somebody, I got to know that you've done this, that it's sustainable. The sample size is 2 years, maybe. I mean, Zach Wilson, I said the same thing. That makes me nervous. You've done it 1 year. Trey Lance, 1 year. Dwayne Haskins, 1 year. I got to, now there are exceptions to the rule, but I want to know if what you did from 1 year to the next, how much did you get better? Yeah, Paulie.
I'm looking at stories from a year ago right now discussing whether the Niners should keep Garoppolo or go all in with Trey Lance. Now it's possible that both could be gone.
Yeah.
How wild is that?
Well, Garoppolo's gone.
Yeah, but like a year ago, that was the debate right before the draft. Like, what do the Niners do? They're set at quarterback or are they not set?
Yeah. He's still expensive from the signing bonus, though, Trey Lance, right?
Yeah, you would have to eat some of that, and plus you're going into year three with him, so if you traded for him, you would still have to make a decision on him or just let him go after 1 year.
Yeah.
He's played in the past three seasons, he's played in five football games. 22, he played two football games. 21, he started two football games, and in 2020, that wonky year at North Dakota State.
Yeah, they played one game.
Yeah, against like South Alabama or someone weird.
And then it was the previous season where he went undefeated.
He had that monster year.
And didn't throw an interception.
He hadn't started a season since 2019.
Woo!
Oh.
Woo! Woo! Start of the day! Start of the day! Woo! Start of the day! Start of the day! This is the start of the day!
Melissa Etheridge there. You know, you can say Trey Lance is well-rested. You know, he's well-rested. That arm is good. All right, your favorite bad guy. Seton brought this up before the commercial break. We're... Draymond Green is not your ideal bad guy.
He's not just my brand of bad guy.
Okay, your brand of bad guy is who?
Yeah, there's a guy who was a bad guy just recently in the past like couple of years, and it was awesome because he was so in this one franchise's head. And now, lately, he's playing more just kind of like a bad guy.
Bad guy. Yeah, Paulie.
I was going to guess Rajon Rondo, but at last hint.
No, but that's not a bad one, though.
Huh.
No. Trae Young.
Nailed
it.
Okay.
Trae Young, when he was sort of like, maybe not the bad guy, but he was a little bit of a villain, you know, and he's popping his jersey and dudes are bumping his shoulders and he's like, ain't no thing. That dude was awesome. I loved that guy.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Man, do I want him back. I love that bad guy.
I'm watching the Celtics and the Hawks. I had turned it off. I'm like, this is bad. The Hawks, it's just not good basketball. And then I wonder, where's he going? Because it felt like, man, this is a rocket ship. Do you want to trade for him? Do you want to build your offense around Trae Young? Because does he want to stay in Atlanta?
His stats go down in the playoffs. Like regular season, he averaged 26-10 this year. I mean, that's fantastic. But his shooting percentage keeps going down year by year. His playoff shooting percentage doesn't match at all his regular season percentage. It's way down every year.
Yeah. And he might just be that regular season kind of player. James Harden, regular season kind of player. Get into the postseason, that's when defenses are really keyed on you. They, they're really studying your tendencies. It's not just you're in town one night, now you're going to the next game. But, man, the artist formerly known as the Atlanta Hawks. Todd, your favorite bad guy.
Some people love him, some people hate him, but I kind of consider him a bad guy because of his antics. So I'm going to go John McEnroe. I just loved watching him, and he'd freak out and yell and be inappropriate with officials. So I'm going to go John McEnroe.
Right. Figured. Somebody from the 80s. Marvin.
Breakfast at Wimbledon. A lot of fun.
Marvin, how about you?
Just because I saw this guy in person once, Kevin Garnett.
Okay.
Maybe he may not be considered a bad guy, but some people, they hate him.
I don't know if he was a bad guy. I think he was a great player who just talked a lot. But I don't know if he did dirty things or... I don't know if I'd consider him a bad guy. Yeah, Seton.
Is there a difference between being a bad guy and a villain? Like, you might not be a bad guy, right? Or a dirty player or something. But when you come to town, that other team hates you. Like, I can't stand that dude because... I don't know, whatever it is there, that he's in your head or whatever it is, you know?
Like Christian Laettner. Right? Oh, did I just take your spot?
He's emeritus.
Yes, he is.
Whatever is above Mount Rushmore, Laettner was not only the best player in the sport, he was the most disliked, annoying, frustrating, and I loved him, player in the sport. Rarely are those the best.
Yeah.
Rarely it's the same thing.
Yeah, when you have a high-end, high-end player... that everybody acknowledges is great and one of the greats of all time in college basketball. But when you do a documentary called I Hate Christian Laettner.
And he participates.
Okay. Like he embraced it. Like I know I'm a bleep. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, those guys in that category are those guys where you play like, oh, I hate this guy. But if he's on your team, he's your favorite player. Almost like a Joe Kim Noah. Everyone else hated him, but in Chicago, he's beloved. Mm-hmm. He might be in that category.
Our camera guy, Weeks, just called them the antagonist. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good word for
that. That Laettner is?
Or like the person that we're describing.
Oh, an antagonist.
Yeah.
Is Tanya Harding?
She's a bad guy.
Bad girl.
Yeah, she was bad. She was...
Yeah. Go to those kind of lengths to win.
Well, I know. No. Normally, you don't have a villain in figure skating. You can't guard anybody in figure skating. But, you know, you could take a pipe to their knee. Yes, Paul.
I think there's a few NFL guys that were high-end players, but also were kind of like little cheap shot type guys. Like Hines Ward had that rep.
And yeah.
Again, I'm a big fan of his. I'm not against him. Remember Bill Romanowski, the linebacker?
Yeah.
Very good ball player, but also a pest.
Yes. Brian Bosworth?
Sure. Okay. Not long enough, though, I wish.
Well, in college.
Oh, all-timer.
Yeah. Trying to think who else is. I mean, I never thought Rodman was a bad guy. I just think he was an agitator, a nuisance. And that was part of the role that he was going to play. There are bad guys, but they were like Bill Laimbeer. Bill Laimbeer is, he might be the Christian Laettner of NBA players. Where he was pretty good, but you hated him. I think it was on this day. Hold on here. Talk amongst yourselves.
This day in sports history, yeah. 2 hours early?
Okay. I think it was on this date. 1990, the 76ers clinched their first divisional title, and a brawl breaks out between Charles Barkley and Bill Laimbeer. And it resulted in $162,000 in fines. So right on cue with Bill Laimbeer and Charles Barkley. And there were actual punches thrown in that scrum that they had there. Who else was? How about Grayson Allen?
Oh, great run.
Is he still tripping people?
He's had a nice NBA career. Like, he's a good player.
It's been kind of quiet. Yeah, Marv.
The NHL player, Sean Avery.
Oh, good call.
I don't know anything about hockey, but I knew him.
Yeah. I met his wife. A model, famous, or, well, not a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary Rowe.
Buttercup. What's his name? It was like
Hillary Ryder Cup?
Is Buttercup? I don't know what. Something weird. It was something wrong.
Hillary. Not Hillary Rodham Clinton. But it's Hillary.
Rhoda.
Rhoda. Whew. Saw her in person in Miami. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Did you just Google her?
I used to play hockey.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was one of those, my eyes were burning. And I was like, it hurts to look. Not that bad. Yes. Smart.
What about John Rocker?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was pretty good for a while. He had about 4 years. He was a good closer.
Yeah. Yeah. Misunderstood.
Oh, is that what we call it these days?
No, somebody told me.
A different era.
You got him all wrong.
You know what? He's just from a different era.
Sign of the times.
Yeah. Well, he did the Sports Illustrated article about riding the subway to Shea Stadium. And that's where it all happened.
Yeah.
Where he was talking about, seeing all these people on the subway and they brought that to light in that Sports Illustrated article. Yes, Paul.
Ndamukong Suh, the defensive tackle, when he was at Nebraska and early in his career, he got in a lot of incidents, on the field mostly.
Yeah, yeah.
But when we would interview him, he'd be such a nice, docile guy. And then on the field, he would have those where he'd just clobber
I think it's better to have it that way than the other way. Right. He gets on the field and he's a really nice, docile guy.
A maniac in interviews.
Off the field, man. He'll rip your head off.
I'm donating $1 million to Nebraska and I'm very
excited. He's going to kick you in the groin.
Like that guy?
Yeah. 877-3DP show, if you want to jump in. And the poll question, give us the phrasing of that poll question, Seton.
Well, we have another one, too, that I'm considering putting up. A bigger overreaction. The NBA suspending Draymond Green or Domantas Sabonis rolling around on the ground?
It's the new NBA. I mean, it's theatrical. Sabonis did what he needed to do to sell it, and Draymond got his money's worth. They both were on stage, and you saw how they reacted to it. You stepped on, you put your foot all the way through my sternum. I think this is soccer. I'm going to blame this on soccer.
Hey. Okay, first of all right, soccer is way more physical than people realize. Don't start with this crap.
Oh, but the reaction. Sabonis could have been Ronaldo out there.
He doesn't flop.
Yeah, they flop. No. They do. Yes.
Some people.
Yes, Mark.
To go back to the villain part, we forgot about our favorite, Patrick Beverley.
He's annoying.
Oh, that.
Yeah, you're right. I know you're right. He's just kind of.
He's more like a lamer version of Draymond, actually. Like, where I see what you're going for, but you're not as good as him. So find your own lane.
Yes. Yes.
I see what you're trying to do. Yeah. You're not, though.
Yes. He's a wannabe. Trying so hard. But he's going to parlay that into a TV job.
Yeah. He's already got a podcast on Barstool.
No.
Already doing that.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. We'll take a break. We got our poll question. We'll update that. And also our play of the day. Damar Hamlin is coming back. I've got the odds for the NFL's comeback player of the year. I have him prior to the announcement with Damar Hamlin and now after the fact with Damar Hamlin coming back to play football. We'll talk about that coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Oh my God.
The play of the day.
Turn left, I got it.
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Mitchell, run of the lane. Mitchell draws a double team underneath the Mobley. Mobley in traffic. Pow! With two hands. Mobley just posterized Isaiah Hartenstein. Evan Mobley with the dunk.
Courtesy of WTAM, Cavaliers Radio Network. At one point, the Cavs led by 29. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Meguiar's. They've come to the rescue again. The new hybrid ceramic tire shine renews dull tires, darkening the appearance, adding long-lasting high gloss, and keeping it shining even when exposed to water. Give Meguiar's hybrid ceramic tire shine a try. Meguiar's, reflect your passion. Yesterday, DeMar Hamlin, it was announced that he was going to come back, that he was cleared medically by the Buffalo Bills. And, of course, this has been one of the bigger stories, not just sports stories, but biggest stories of the year. He was came back from being dead twice, resuscitated, didn't know exactly why, how, and could it happen again. And he was vague in an interview with Michael Strahan a couple of weeks ago when Mike asked him about, you know, how did this happen? He didn't want to talk about it, which added more intrigue or suspicion to this. Now it's been announced that he is cleared to come back. And here is DeMar Hamlin, the Bills' safety, yesterday at a press conference.
Over these last few months, I've been on a journey and I've seen, you know, some of the top professionals across the country. Their answers to me were pretty much all the same. They were the same. This event was life-changing, but it's not the end of my story. So I'm here to announce that I plan on making a comeback to the NFL.
Then he gave us the diagnosis of what we thought it was originally.
The diagnosis of pretty much what happened to me was basically commotio cordis. It's a direct blow at a specific point in your heartbeat that causes cardiac arrest. And 5 to 7 seconds later, you fall out. And that's pretty much what everyone's seen January 2nd of this year. Commotio cordis is the leading cause of death in youth athletes across all sports. So that's something that I personally will be taking a step in to make a change. And also with that being said, you know, all the awareness around CPR and the access to AEDs have been lowering that number as well.
So that's DeMar Hamlin telling you what his condition was. And the day after, we had doctors, people in the medical community who called in to tell us that's probably what it was. The ages are 4 through 18. This is normal. And I'm going off data with research this morning. Young males between 4 and 18 are at the greatest risk. Vulnerability in this age group has been attributed to increased chest wall pliability, but it's unclear why there is a male designation to this. But the ages with commotio cordis are 4 through 18. So it's extremely rare. And then I was wondering what the numbers are. Reported cases, less than 30 per year. And usually it's about 47% of these have to do with kids in youth sports getting hit. Now, it's not a pre-existing condition, and that's what I was curious about. But you will hear the stories where a little leaguer gets hit in the chest with a baseball. And, you know, there have been fatalities to this. But can this happen again? What are the odds of it happening again? It's football. There's contact. But he has been cleared, medically cleared, by three different doctors within the Buffalo Bills organization. I'm assuming that he wants to come back and play for Buffalo. I do have the odds here. Comeback player of the year. 2 weeks ago, DeMar Hamlin, minus 150 to win Comeback Player of the Year. Yesterday, minus 280. Today, DeMar Hamlin is minus 650.
Man.
Yeah. In case you're wondering, Matthew Stafford is second at plus 2,500. Lamar Jackson for comeback. What's he coming back?
Back from what?
Is he coming back from a bad contract discussion or negotiations? Although he was injured at the end of last year. Jimmy G is on here, plus 2,500. Calvin Ridley coming back from gambling.
All right, Calvin.
Back from gambling.
Yes.
What if he bet on his chances to win it?
Can he bet on himself?
I would not. I frown upon that.
Bust on. Too soon, but I'm betting on. Wait, Aaron Judge bet on himself. Why can't I bet on myself? Literally. No, figuratively, you can bet on yourself. Not literally. Let's see. Plus 2,500.
Would you take the field? If DeMar Hamlin plays in
one game. I'm taking DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah.
I'm taking DeMar Hamlin. We did reach out to DeMar Hamlin. He's not doing interviews. He just did the press conference. But Fritzy reached out to him. You know, it sounds strange. I'm more concerned for Tua Tagovailoa. Because it feels like it's almost inevitable, that position, getting hit, that another concussion is on the way. DeMar Hamlin, it's like getting struck by lightning. What are the odds of that happening again? And I don't know those numbers, with how he got hit. I don't know, if you're a football player and you're playing against him, is that in your mind at all? You know, poor T. Higgins, they were people blaming him when DeMar Hamlin went down with that collision. T. Higgins had nothing to do with it. Just the oddity of the collision, the timing of all of that. But I'm more concerned for Tua Tagovailoa than I am DeMar Hamlin.
It, like you said, inevitable.
Feels that way. It just feels. And I don't know if this is a condition, and maybe somebody in the medical community could help us. If it happens to you once.
I mean Hamlin.
DeMar Hamlin.
Okay.
You know, does it sort of open the door for maybe more of these? Because you have one concussion, then you're more susceptible to another concussion. But I'd be curious about that. And maybe it's just a one-off. And maybe there is nothing to it other than, the statistical oddity of it. I had a couple of phone calls in here. Michael in Kentucky. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 6'6", 210. So you guys were talking about Christian Laettner and being a villain. Big Kentucky fan here, if you recall. In 92, got into a tussle under the basket with the reserve, Minu Timberlake,
yep.
And did an actual chest stomp. Should have been tossed, was allowed to stay in the game. You guys know the rest, and needless to say, he's the most hated villain in my heart forever.
All right. Thank you, Michael. A couple of years ago, we had Laettner on, and I said, you know what would be a great reality show? If you wore your Duke uniform and drove through Kentucky and just stopped at random places, had breakfast, get gas. Well, I'm saying this to Laettner, it'd be great. And he's like, no, I don't think so. That, I don't even want to go through Kentucky for the odd, the chance that I might have to stop to get gasoline. Josh in Washington. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
Hey, first time, long time. 6'2", 320. So biggest villain in NFL history, in my opinion, highway robbery and assault, Albert Haynesworth, hands down.
Oh, okay. I don't think he's well known enough to be, one of the really bad guys. He had a couple of moments there. Didn't he step on somebody with his cleats?
Andre Girard, the lineman?
Yeah.
He took his helmet off and then stepped
on
him. That was went next level.
Yeah.
NASCAR fans are throwing in Kyle Busch. He's legendary. He's been doing it for decades.
What exactly has he been doing?
Kyle Busch and Kurt Busch are experts at pushing buttons of other drivers.
But just wrecking them?
Wrecking them, talking smack afterwards, messing with the fans. Mm. The Busch brothers know what they're doing.
Mm. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Jim Jackson on loan NBA on TNT. He was on the call for the Draymond Green moment in Sacramento. Celtics are up 2-0 on the Hawks. Knicks and Cavs tied at a game apiece. Suns and Clippers, in case you missed that. Devin Booker went off last night. And, hey, congratulations to Chris Paul. He got a win where Scott Foster was the official. Yeah. Congratulations.
The curse is over.
Yep. I think it had been like 13 consecutive games that he lost when Scott Foster. Does Chris Paul say anything to Scott Foster? Like, do you say anything?
What's up, Scott?
Hey, Scott. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. We'll take a break. Hour two on the way. Jim Jackson will stop by. Hope you'll join us as well. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.